Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Audrey is on the phone and she's surprised that she's not getting a call back from a dude named Justin because at the end of the night, she even gave him a pity kiss. She felt bad for him the whole evening and decided to throw him a bone and kiss him. And you know what? A pity kiss is still a kiss, Audrey. So why isn't he calling you back?
That's what I'm saying.
If you didn't hear the story, Audrey met this dude named Justin at their friend's wedding. He was actually videoing the wedding, and there was a very awkward moment where he forgot to video the vows. Mm. So he had to stop everything and ask them to redo it he could capture the moment on video. After that, he felt terrible, and then Audrey approached him at the reception and tried to make him feel better. They talked, they drank a little bit, danced, and had a fun time, and then ended the evening with a kiss, but now she's not hearing anything back from Justin and doesn't know why. So we're going to see if we can get him on the phone and figure it out. You ready, Audrey?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Well, we'll call his phone number right now and see if we can get him on the phone, okay?
All right.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Justin, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hey, Justin, my name is Jubal, and I'm looking to get some video work done for a wedding I have coming up.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I hear you do amazing work with the vow portion of a wedding.
All right, come on, who is this?
This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning, actually.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to call you because one of our listeners emailed us about you.
One of your listeners? Wait, what do you mean?
Well, this is a radio show, Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
Okay, and we have listeners, a couple of them.
Yeah, like, why are you calling, though?
Because one of our listeners emailed us about you. Her name is Audrey.
Audrey from the wedding?
Yeah, Audrey from the wedding. You remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Whoa. Wait,
unfortunately.
That is strong words there, sir.
True words.
True words, okay.
Why is she emailing a radio show about me?
Well, because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. I know you guys didn't technically go out on a date, but she said she had a really fun time hanging out with you at your friend's wedding and doesn't know why you just ditched her after you guys kissed.
Well, how'd she even get my number?
I guess she got it from the bride.
She said she texted you and you never texted her back.
Nope, didn't get that text.
What?
Wait, you didn't even get the text?
No.
So the last you saw of her was at the wedding, or heard from her, I guess I should say.
Yeah, exactly. And honestly, that's like really all I needed to know about her. Like, you can tell her I'm good.
Oh.
You sound pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, she sort of ruined everything.
What?
Whoa.
What do you mean by everything?
I mean everything. The wedding, my friendship with the groom and the bride, my other friends, like, it's been awful.
What? Whoa. Are you? Whoa. She just said you guys spent a couple hours chatting at a reception. How could she have ruined your life from that?
Well, it's a long story. Trust me, it's her fault all the way.
Can you give us like a shortened version of the long story?
Yeah.
Audrey told you about the vows and the video camera thing.
Yeah, yes. She said that you screwed up and forgot to film the vows. Yeah. Is that her fault too?
No, okay. To be fair, that was my fault. That was my fault.
Yeah, I was going to say props to you to be bold enough to stand up and make the groom and bride repeat them for you, though.
Well, I mean, you know, the groom's a good friend of mine. Like, you would have killed me if I afterwards was like, hey, sorry, guys, didn't record it. So I thought they would rather, like, do it again than not have it at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought that was being a good person.
Hey,
okay, so how is that Audrey's fault, then? How'd she ruin everything?
So after everyone's mad at me, and this woman comes up to me, and she's, like, trying to make me feel better, but, you know, when you've, like, messed up and you just don't want anyone to talk to you? Well, she, like, kept reminding me.
Okay.
And when you're saying this woman came up to me, you're talking about Audrey, right?
Sorry, yeah. Audrey came up to me, but I don't know who she is at first. So,
yeah.
You know, it was nice of her to try to make me feel better. So, like, that, I guess that part is not so bad.
Hey.
But, like, still, overall, it was not good. It was like all went wrong.
What else went wrong? I don't get it.
Like, no matter where I go, she's like talking to me. It feels like it's going on forever. And then the groom, my friend, comes up to me and pulls me off to the side and goes off on me.
Why?
Why?
Because I was supposed to be videoing the whole reception, and I had not been. Because Audrey had been talking to me the whole time.
Oh, no! I just,
like, couldn't get away from her. I mean, I missed the first dance. I missed the father-daughter dance. I missed the best man speech.
How is that Audrey's fault,
exactly,
though?
That is your fault.
No, she kept complimenting me, and I was distracted.
You get so distracted at a wedding that you don't hear them announce the father-daughter dance and watch, like, everyone turns and watches that. How are you not paying attention?
Because she was like talking in my ear, and then there was like food involved. I mean, she was just like talking and talking and would not stop talking.
How are you going to blame me for you not doing your job?
Oh. Wait, who is that?
Oh, that's Audrey, Justin. Mm-hmm. She's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Wait, she's been on this whole time?
Yeah, I've been listening this whole time, and I could not stand to listen to it any longer because you are so full of it.
Oh. I'd have to agree.
So, wait, are you denying that you would not leave me alone? Like, 4 hours that you were, like, attached to me, like, the whole time?
Like, I was talking to you, but you could have told me you were too busy to talk if that was really the problem.
I couldn't get a word in edgewise. Oh. I mean, you were chatty.
You say it with such disdain.
Of course I'm saying it that way because one of my closest friends hasn't talked to me in weeks. Oh. So thanks so much for that.
Look, it's not my fault that you got too distracted by me to do your job.
It is your fault. Like, that is the definition of the word fault. You distracted me.
I was just trying to make you feel better. You were over pouting in a corner. You probably would have been too busy doing that if it hadn't been me talking to you.
Oh, my. I took a break. I was taking a break.
It sounds like you took a break the whole time, Justin.
I did not take a break the whole time. No, come on. It was her. It was her. Justin, I can't turn this on me. You can't. No.
Were you getting paid to do this, too? Or was this just supposed to be out of the kindness of your heart?
A little bit of both. But I didn't get paid because they wouldn't give me anything for it.
I wouldn't either.
Well, it sounds like you didn't record anything.
Yeah. Did you get any video of their wedding at all?
Well, I would have gotten more, like, in the beginning part, but, like, the bride's aunt kept talking to me and, like, asking me to make sure that, like, I got her and her kids.
So it was her fault, too. So it was Audrey, the bride's aunt, and anybody else?
I mean, there were a lot of things going on, but it would mostly be Audrey's fault. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
So you didn't get any video of the wedding, really, and Audrey screwed that up for you.
Yes.
Ridiculous. You are so delusional if you're blaming this on me, Justin.
Audrey, do you ever, like, think once to be like, hey, Justin, don't you think you should, like, record this?
Yeah.
No, that's your job.
Audrey, did you ever think to remind him to do his job at the wedding? Jeez, what is wrong with you?
Oh,
hey,
man.
Justin, would you like to go out with Audrey on a second date? We will pay for it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, if she calls up my friend and apologizes for distracting me.
No!
Wait, you want her to apologize for you being an idiot?
Yeah. This is as much her fault, more her fault than mine. But I'm not, like, if she apologizes to them for ruining their wedding,
Yeah,
I'll think about it.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah, that's
come on, Audrey,
weird,
but you ruined
Audrey.
Everything. Why can't you just own up to it?
Oh, yeah, I should totally call him up and be like, I'm sorry I ruined your wedding by talking to someone. Maybe I should pay for their wedding cake, too. Or pay you for the video that you made for them.
Hey, I won't complain.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, so that's a no, then. You guys are not going to go out on another date?
No. No way.
No, okay. All right, well, Justin, thank you for your time, and better luck videotaping other weddings.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
And Audrey.
Yeah?
Thank you very much for your email. I'm sorry you didn't get a second date.
Oh, well, thank you. At least I know now what happened.
And you will never be invited to anybody's wedding ever again because you are just ruining weddings left and right.
Well, at least I know who not to recommend for their video.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.